Welcome to the MCI prepaid card system. For English, press 1. Para español, oprima en dos.
Hold on just a minute. We're having a little bit of technical problem with the phone that I'm supposed to be calling in a hack on right now. He's sort of helping co-host the show.
For English.
And just hold on just a minute. I'm gonna put some music back on for you guys. So, Hack, you excited for CCCPR number 2, our first non-test episode?
Yeah.
What blew your speakers? How about you guys in the channel? Are you having trouble hearing me and Hack at all? I'm betting they probably are. Just having problem. Hack is hard. Okay, Hack is hard to hear. Okay.
All right. Well.
I'll try to. I want this stupid piece of.
I'll talk a lot louder. Is that any better?
What?
Is that better?
Hold on a second. I'm gonna see if I can. Can you hear Hack any better now? Say something.
Is it any better? For the people in the channel, can they hear me better?
Huh.
Yeah, we actually need to do this before we start recording, but
Yeah, I'm still working on the hardware. It's better than what I had for the first show, but you're still hearing hack out of an $8 Walmart microphone taped with duct tape to my cordless phone. So it may not work. And plus, that MCI service that I'm using, I've noticed that it kind of... It might make it a little bit quieter. I'm not totally sure about that, though. I've had a whole bunch of trouble with this calling card that I'm using to talk to Hack On right now.
Yeah, we'll just we'll pick MP3 when we finish the course, and we'll just create something like on the MP3.
Okay. See, we do got quite a bit more people. Well, not quite a bit. We have 5 people listening to the show.
Four we had last show.
Yeah. There's 4 people in the channel that should have been listening last show, but there was only 3 people actually on the stream last show for most of it. But yeah, I'm hoping we'll get more people by the next show.
Show up for download, yeah. Can I pimp the site now, even though it's still not up?
What?
Can I just pimp the site, even if it's not up yet?
Yeah.
Alright, well, I've been working on the site for our radio show, and it's gonna be hosted on my own cable connection. And I'm having some technical, quote unquote, problems right now where other people can't connect to it, but I can, so that should be resolved by probably the next couple days. And the site's address is hacknet.ip3.net. That's
We're problems resolved. As I said, I'm hoping that this sounds a little bit better quality than our first show, the stream, the talking right now. I understand you can't hear hack. I'm going to work on that. I had that worked out a little better earlier, but for some reason it's not working that well right now. To be honest, my computer sucks. I mean, it really sucks. I mean, I got a big scare looking on Slashdot. AOL is offering $299 PC system if you sign up for their internet service, and their $299 AOL computer is about 3 times faster, twice the RAM, twice the hard drive space, nicer monitor, nicer printer, and that, I mean, you have to know that your computer's pretty low when a computer that AOL's selling for $299 is better than yours. I don't know.
Built my computer for under $200, and it's probably better than what they offer.
I built my computer for the high price of about $5.
Yeah.
Out of that $5 was my monitor and mouse from a thrift store. But you know, as I said, I'm calling you up right now with an MCI calling card. I bought this calling card the other day down at Shopko. It's like, I don't know if you guys have Shopko's where you are. It's a cool, it's similar to like a Walmart. I had a few problems with my calling card the other day. First of all, when I was calling it up, it would give me, I'm sure you guys, I don't know if you guys heard this, I think I might have pressed 1 to go on before it said, it's a $100 calling card, and it's given me a value in cash when I call the 1-800 number and enter my PIN in. Another issue is that it's blocking the conference call that they've been talking about on the forums. So, I called up MCI technical support the other day to ask a couple questions. And I recorded that. I think a couple of you have heard the recording before. But I thought I'd play it on here. I just have to warn you, this recording, it sucks. But it's worth a listen. I think some of you will enjoy it too.
That is the number that I am showing on the card where you were charged for 1 minute, and then is this an international call?
No, that is within the United States. I wasn't even connected. It was an MCI.
Okay, let me go ahead and verify this. And this is the first time that you have called with a card?
No, I called once earlier with to a different number. I was connected and had no problems.
And you said that that number is within the U.S., correct?
Yes.
Recording of that, I'm sure, at the end of the show with my really crappy recording reduced to even crappier with the 24 kilobyte stream. It was worth a listen. As you can tell, she was, of course, very, very, very helpful. Hack, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, that at least is good. But, what calling cards do you guys, usually get? This MCI, it wasn't necessarily cheap by standard minutes, but it was like the cheapest one I can find. It's the not cheapest per minute, but what calling cards do you usually use, Zach?
Well, I usually don't I call out of the country a lot.
Uh-huh.
So I use I actually forget what it's called. It's Noblecom phone card. Noblecom.com. Something like that. I have a $20 phone card out of the country. And they're really good.
See, I'm still confused though. Does that mean with what that op was saying, does that mean that if it gives for every 10 cent value that it gives me in money, that's actually 1 minute on my I'm confused still about what she was saying. And here's something that people need to do. If you ever run a number that people call up for technical support and it asks if you want an English or another language speaking representative, please at least get somebody who can correctly speak the language that doesn't have the thickest accent imaginable that people can actually understand. That, I don't know, that I couldn't even understand what she was saying half the time. And the stupid lady, she acts disgusted with me the whole time, like I'm some complete blockheaded idiot that's calling up to her. When she was asking me what the number was for the second time, she was like, "Oh, is that in Massachusetts? Because it's 1413, and then the number." I'm like, "No, that's not right. It's this." Will that still be in Massachusetts? Yeah, I can believe that. It probably. She acts disgusted with me at that point. She said, "Yes, sir." I'm so sick of tech people. I'd even go as far to say that I had a worse experience with MCI technical support than I did with Microsoft technical support.
Wow, that's really bad.
Yeah. Well, there was one side. This was free. Microsoft's now charging, but. It's.
I like to call the tech support every once in a while, just mess with it. You know?
It's fun. I mean, especially when sometimes it can be fun, especially if people don't know what they're doing. But she.
Or try to communicate in another language, you know, try and get a translator on the line or something like that.
I should do a relay call to MCI tech support later on. See what happens. Of course, that wouldn't accomplish that much. You guys couldn't hear. I mean, I just have to say what I'm typing, but. I don't know. Yes, it definitely can't be a show without bashing Microsoft. There's just so much to bash. I hate this. I'm on a Windows box right now, a Windows 2000. But
so. Yeah, I was on my Windows computer. Probably a half an hour ago, and it just crashed, you know, for no apparent reason. I was on IRC with you guys, actually, and it just crashed for no reason.
That's the thing about Microsoft. I mean, computers do what you tell them to. That's the good thing about computers. If it crashes, Microsoft basically wrote software Well, I'm not saying purposely, but it crashes the computer. It's in the code. I mean, you can't.
Well, yeah, of course.
I'm not saying that it's easy to.
Code, then it's
to debug something. I'm not saying that it's easy to debug something on that level, but it makes no sense. That's the problem. Every single time that it crashes, that's not just a computer doing whatever the hell it wants. It's some stupid line of code that some Microsoft technician wrote badly.
Yeah, and that's why people switch to like other operating systems.
Yeah. Well, that's I don't know. That's
more other platforms, Mac.
Psycho Puppy. XP has crashed on me before. I've even blue screened in XP. I didn't think that was possible at first, but they do still have the blue screen of death, as people call it in XP. Plus my problem with XP is it doesn't necessarily crash, but it crashes the program. XP itself won't crash, but it will bring up this program is not responding. Over and over again.
Yeah, I've had that happen a lot.
Most stable on Microsoft, like Windows I've ever used, is 98 SE. I don't know if there's a consensus on that, but I've had the least problems with that before, and the most support for my software with that, because it supports both the older and the newer stuff. But of course that's going to die out, especially probably when Microsoft introduces their the next operating system in a few years. Their software manufacturer is going to stop making stuff for 98 and 95. Have you guys seen? Yeah, it does come out in 2005. Apparently, have you guys seen any of the screenshots for Longhorn?
Yeah, I've run like all of the leaks, and look, I gotta tell you, the graphic interface is just getting worse. I mean, you know, it was pretty simple with Windows 95 and 98, and then they kind of like made it a bit more complicated in 2000. Then they all like cartooned it up in XP, and now it's just crap.
Yeah, the only difference between the shell in 2000 and XP really is Microsoft tried to add some eye candy to it, but of course they had no idea how to do that really. The bottom line is you can't make a nice new shell just by nice new graphical interface just by rounding the buttons and making bright colors. It doesn't work that way.
It's like they gave a 2-year-old a box of crayons and just let him, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty much what they did. There really is, I mean, Windows 2000 5.0 and XP is 5.1, so you gotta think, what did they change? The graphic interface.
Some of the earlier pictures that I saw of the Longhorn, I haven't tried it, but some of them looked pretty much like XP. I think that they're basing it on I think it's based entirely on the same kernel as XP is. You know, the same base system files, and that they're just adding a couple little things and changing.
Well, yeah, actually, when new Windows version comes out, it's always based on the previous one. But I think in this case, they're gonna like actually make some pretty big changes, not necessarily for the good, knowing the Microsoft, but they're gonna be some pretty good changes.
Yeah. Well, Digital Attrition, there's more than... I think there's a newer one than that. I think, actually, they're up to build 4,055 right now. I'm not sure about that, though.
Wasn't it,
there's a big, long discussion about that on Slashdot the other day, because somebody, they had an article about people in Malaysia or something selling CDs of Longhorn for is $1.25 or something. That's
I saw that.
Yeah, but I went and looked at some of the comments, and people were talking about the different builds that are released, and who hasn't said your name right before, Digital Electrician? But I was going to do a little thing today, and holy crap, Pat, did you just look at the time? I mean, have you seen the time? It's like 6:40 already.
Well, we did start at 8 o'clock, so I guess we're still good for about an hour. So, are we going to do the things I have to go? This show?
As I said, I was going to switch between our list of things that must go and listeners' list, and nobody sent anything in.
Yeah, well, there are only four people that listened to the first one, so maybe we'll have some more submissions, quote unquote, for next time.
Yeah. Send in that stuff this time, guys. It's actually going to be 2 weeks before we get to your guys again, but we're looking for, I'm busy. Sorry, people coming in, knocking on my door. We're looking for submissions to that. It's probably that stupid AGP hot plugging guy. That's my nickname for him now. You know, people are after me now. My school is. I told some of you guys about it in the channel the other day, but I found some major security problems with their school's network, and I wasn't even trying anything. I wasn't trying any exploits. I wasn't trying to mess around. I've done stuff, but it's just the server wasn't up, and the error message basically told me how I could get into basically anything I wanted on the network. And I go up and tell the teacher in one of my computer classes, I say, I found this major networking problem, security problem. Who can I tell about it? And he says, me, and I'll relay it on to whoever it needs to go to. But hold on a minute. And the next thing I know, he's on his cell phone. And the scary thing is, I'm about 50% sure that he was talking about me to whoever was on the cell phone. Little bits and pieces, little bits and pieces of what I heard. The cell phone. Little bits and pieces of what I heard are, he's like, I have a situation here where a student says that
they're probably definitely talking about you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not scared. I didn't do anything. The only thing it sucks is they're probably going to be watching the logs of my network activity.
Yeah.
But it's that's really screwed up. I'm afraid to help now with things like that. I mean, all I was doing is trying to help, and it's sad that I have to be scared about getting in trouble or having people get mad at me when all I'm doing is trying to help with stuff.
Yeah. No, did you have to sign an agreement at the beginning of the school year of computer, like technology or computer consent form or something like that?
Yeah, we did, actually. I think I might actually be able to get a copy of what ours said. I'll look real quick on our...
I think I have mine somewhere around here. Let me check for a second. I think I have it.
I'm sure that the way I found out about this little, exploit in the network wasn't anything that violated it. It's just, our network wasn't up, actually, and it popped up the little, error message about, not being able to run this particular command in a certain program. And I just interpreted it as I could tell that you can make your own little the command that could run was in a script that runs when you first connect. And I could just tell that if you edited that command and ran it through the same program, it would give you access to pretty much everything you want. As far as I can tell, it has you log in with the username and password. Each student has one. And as far as I can tell, all the username and password does is set certain network locations. It's not password protected or anything. It just sets up certain network locations, sets a certain log file that your activity is logged to, and it's stupid. I mean, our network techs have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah. Most of the people I talk to online have the exact same idea that they're administrators have no idea whatsoever what they are doing. And from my personal experience, that's pretty much it, but I can't speak for everyone. Yeah, can I read some, just like a couple sentences from my technology consent form?
Sure.
Alright, this is the one right here that's most important. It says, I will respect network security and not attempt to bypass it. This includes, but it's not limited to hacking, and this is hacking is in quotes, and attempting to interfere with system security software. So, this, if you signed it, practically by not allowing you to do anything. Like, if you would try to bypass network security, then you would be in violation of this agreement. And they probably base their entire security on this one piece of paper. That's what it is, pretty much. Oh, and another one here says, I will not misrepresent myself or use an alias. So every time I've logged in to like any forums or anything, I've violated one paper. Oh well. What are they gonna do now? Yeah.
Yeah, I could interpret this any way I want. We have one right here that says, number one, it's there's two parts to this, acceptable use policy for the computers. This one is the acceptable computer use solutions. Number one, using a computer for educational purposes means to use it to learn something that will help to reach a goal that you have set in school.
Yeah, that's the same thing on mine.
Maybe my goal that I've set in school is to learn about the school's computer network. You know, it's... Oh yes, that helps me too. And there's a subsection of that. A, computers can be used to to write reports and papers, learn to program, practice a skill, communicate with others, draw pictures and many other things that will help someone reach goals that have been set in school.
Oh. Wow, I just saw something on here. But check this out. Can I just read this one, this other little bit here? It says that I will use only my assigned username/name/password/as. I will not share these or any other system passwords and will notify the system administrator of any security problems of which I am aware. Okay, so...
Did it say you won't or will notify them?
No, will. I will.
Okay, yeah.
But if you're not allowed to attempt to bypass the network security, how would you know? I mean, are they expecting you, like, to tell on one of the other kids, like, one of the other students if they're doing anything on there or anything? I mean, you know, it's just... Oh, Jake, you're still there?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
You got the anti-social engineering clause right here. 7. Other computer users can take advantage of you if they know personal things about you. A. Exploit means take advantage of. B. If someone is trying to make money or gain advantage from someone I say or do, or tries to get me to do things I think I shouldn't, they are probably trying to exploit me. C. If I feel I'm being exploited, I should stop communicating with those who are taking advantage, and I should let a teacher, parent, or other responsible adult know. D. I should never try to take advantage of someone else in the things I do with the computer. I actually can't find the agreement right here that I signed at the beginning of the year. That's just one of the things. I don't believe I ever signed that. I don't know if I'm agreeing to any of that stuff. But oh, here's the one. Here is the one that I actually agreed to. The purpose of computer network communications are to 1. Support research and education in and among academic institutions for providing access to unique resources and the opportunity to collaborative work. And 2. Advance and promote world-class public education in Utah. I'm busy. Hold on just a second. Entertaining for a second here. Yeah. Hey, Hack.
What?
You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm sorry about that little interruption. That was my father, actually, apparently showing me a completed puzzle is something important. But, I actually have no idea what that is. I'm probably too young or something. I don't know. I've never heard of that. I don't know what he's getting that from.
Yeah, I was watching Howard Stern actually like 2 days.
Each individual computer network account will be issued to one designated user only. Each user is ultimately responsible for activity and the use of the account, and will keep the password confidential. See, it never says in here that you can't log on using somebody else's name, or you can't use somebody else's name. It doesn't even say that. It just says you should keep your password confidential. Hold on. Yes. I am busy. No. I'm talking to something on the internet, okay? I'm not talking to her. That interruption was brought to you by Mr. AGP Hot Plugging Man. Yes. Yes, that was. And that guy has worked at a tech support place before. He worked at the tech support place for e-machines, you know, those cheap little piece of crap computers, which is yet another reason never to buy an e-machine, because you experience people like him with their tech support. Yes, Voodoo Hal, that is sort of the purpose. He was screwing around with my computer, and he unplugged my AGP card when the computer was running.
Yeah, the AGP hot plugging things like are a little like joke kind of thing, but
yeah.
You know about it. It's fun. You should try it at home. Definitely, definitely try it at home.
Inappropriate use is defined as violation of the intended use or purpose of the network, such as the use of recreational games, channels, attempt to gain unauthorized access, harassment, threats, racial slurs or epithets directed to any racial group or advocacy of the supremacy, blah, 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 or any actions that are disruptive to the network or network users. Who writes this crap? I really want to know.
Well, probably not the system administrators in any case. They, you know, probably have something more technical in there, but I guess it's, you know, the people that administer school, the principals, the vice principals, you know, somebody is probably in the position to write it.
You know what, I think we might actually have a 2-hour show tonight. It's almost like an hour from when we started, and I haven't even gotten started on like our main content that we've been working on.
Well, are we done with the whole thing?
Yeah, I think I could talk about that for a long time, but...
Oh yeah, I could go on about it for...
I think it's time to...
to have a whole show on that, but we're not going to, right?
Yeah. It's like I'm battle of the century.
Talk about one of the things I was going to talk about, or do you want to do something?
Digital attrition versus Voodoo Hal. But, I was going to do a little thing today on relay operators. I'm sure most of you have at least heard of them, if not used them. You can do some fun things with them. They're fun. I mean, I was going to have a little fun with them on the show. And then there's another thing. I was considering the possibilities of what you could use this for on a more practical thing than just messing around with it. And I started, thinking that it's a service meant for, those that are deaf or have a speech impediment or something. If you were a business owner, do you think that you'd be more nice and cooperative and helpful to a customer who is deaf? Hack, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, but I'm hearing you really bad right now.
Okay, did you hear anything that I just said?
Not really. I heard something about deaf people, though.
Yeah, the Relay service is meant for people that are deaf or that have a speech impediment. And I started thinking, if you were a business owner, you'd probably try to be helpful to somebody who had a disability.
Yeah.
Somebody who and you can call somebody up on the phone and say, oh, I have a disability. But I'm not sure that the common person realizes that, the Relay service isn't something that's publicly accessible by anybody who's interested in it. It'd be easy to convince somebody that you're deaf or have some kind of hearing or speaking disability using the Relay.
How could you convince somebody who's deaf if you're on the phone, though?
What?
How could you convince somebody on the phone that you are deaf?
That's what I'm saying. You'd use the Relay service, the AT&T Relay service. Which is, have you heard of that before, Eric?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. How many of you guys in the channel think that would do any good, think that would work? Think that it would do any good. And do you have any suggestions for any place that we could try a little scene on? I don't know, actually. Yeah, do you guys think that my little idea about using, do you think my little idea, though, about using, the AT&T Relay service to to convince a business owner that you have a disability of some kind would increase your chances of SE, accomplishing what you want with SE in certain circumstances.
Yeah, just try it out.
Do you guys have any suggestions for someplace that I could call? Any suggestions for something I'd be trying to achieve and someplace I could call? okay, what am I trying to achieve by calling Walmart? What am I... what should I be trying to get?
Wait, so you want to call Walmart as a fake deaf person?
Yeah. That's... Right. That, I don't know.
Tell them that... Tell them about a hearing aid battery or something like that. That their batteries suck.
That's not really a scene. That's just complaining. That's just ranting to them. But... Some way... It would obviously have to be on a customer to customer to business level. It couldn't be a business to business level because they obviously wouldn't be calling people up using AT&T relay service if you were a business owner. But. Okay, if I do that, should I call I'm looking off of a Voodoo House idea, but wait.
Oh man. Wow, that's great. That's funny. You really need to do that.
Okay, I'm going to. As I said, I only have one phone line. I mean, I can't be hearing what they're saying on their line, obviously.
Just drop me off for like 5 minutes.
And so I'm going to be just doing. Well, no, it won't do any good because I can't be hearing what they're saying on their line. I can't call them up at the same time and say, let me listen to what you're saying to this other customer. But I'm going to try that and just tell you what's going on. Let me get the phone book real quick.
And I live right now. I live in an apartment, sort of like a small apartment complex.
Uh-huh.
And they just dropped off like a stack of 20 phone books today. I'm gonna go get like 2 or 3 and a half of them.
It makes me mad. A couple of years ago, we had a separate company come in and do the phone books, rather than Quest, who's our telephone provider. They had a separate company come in and do the phone book, and I got to tell you, it was the best phone book I ever had. It had a reverse directory in it, which I have to tell you is sometimes really useful. Okay, who should I call? I'm looking in the Yellow Pages under computer dealers. You got AES Computers, Armadillo Brothers, B&L Custom Computers, Best Buy.
Yeah, call Best Buy.
Best Buy.
You could actually ask them if they've read the latest Binary Revolution.
Act like they've read
the magazine and ask what
you know what, I can't do that. I've never read Bin Rev.
Oh.
I'm you guys are probably gonna get mad at me, I should, but does Best Buy have a nationwide number? A nationwide order number? Does anybody know? I mean, I could just call my local one, or I could do that. But, I'm trying to wait. I forgot. That's the one problem I've had with Mozilla Firebird is that it doesn't seem to like the AT&T. I can't get my Java plugin, web browser plugin, to work right in it. So I have to do this. You know, Pack, it's really rude to be eating pizza when you're talking on the phone. No.
It's all right. No one's saying anything. I had a piece of leftover pizza on a piece of paper, like on my desk. So. No, never mind.
I know. I don't care. I'm just messing with you. But.
Yeah. It's cold. It's bad pizza.
No, I never eat cold pizza. Everyone seems to eat cold pizza except for me.
As I am right now because I haven't had lunch.
Are you guys sure that 1-800 Best Buy is the number for Best Buy?
Should be. I mean, I can't imagine them not having that possible.
Do you think that the AT&T relay can translate Best Buy, or do you think I'll have to put it in for putting in his numbers?
Everybody in the channel is going to go get food after I mention the pizza.
Hi. Yeah, that would. No, who exactly is leaving? I know Pat is gone, and then Voodoo Howl's leaving, but I think everyone else is staying. But okay, I'm gonna try. No, the little AT&T internet site thing won't even let me put in letters, so I'm gonna have to 2, 3, 7. Okay. As I said, I apologize that I can't obviously allow you to listen, but I'm going to do this anyway. I'm going to try and 1-800 Best Buy. I don't know what the relay is going to think of the menu choices that they have, but okay, are people not enjoying the show right now? Is that why they're leaving, do you think?
No, my pizza comment said everybody hungry, so it's probably my fault.
Yay, actually, no moldy pizza. Let's go get some food. But okay. Okay, I'm calling up 1-800 Best Buy. I got a female operator, CA1895. Recorded message. One moment, please. We have a state dish. I'm in Utah, and green jello is the official state food of Utah.
What? For real?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Green jello. I don't know. There's some kind of connection between jello and Mormons. They eat a lot of it. But, okay, the relay is waiting right now for the recording to finish so they can relay the complete message. But MPI XX, you have reached where? Dated carpet. Okay, 1-800 Best Buy is not Best Buy. No, it is. This is the where dated carpet. Where dated carpet fiber hotline. Okay. Best Buy.
The number's gotta be on their site somewhere.
It's all a big plot. They were trying to get me to call the where dated fiber hotline. I could be telling them that I'm blind and get all pissed at them, saying you sold me ugly carpet. Nobody else likes it, but I couldn't see it. Okay, 392-2501. Best Buy?
Yeah.
And I just remembered my calling card's probably going to run out pretty soon, so we should probably get to some of your stuff that you were working on real quick. Heck.
You want me to just start now?
What?
Do you just want me to start now?
Yeah, I suppose, because, I just remembered.
Well, I was just going to do a very short preview of the 2.6 kernel, the new upcoming kernel. Nothing that you probably haven't read or heard anywhere else, so don't tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to start by saying that I've been using it for about, two or three months now, and it is there. I mean, for development, test release, I have not had a crash like once, and it works, it's great. It has Alpha integrated in the kernel, that's great, that's Active Sound Driver. Also, there's a lot of things that are different. For example, the module.
The way that it loads the modules is different, isn't it?
Modules are not used anymore. Now there's a package called the Module in the Tool. I think that it's backwards compatible with the 2.4 kernel. Am I right? Do you know about this?
I believe so. I'm not sure though.
Yeah, I think it is. I don't know for sure. But in any case, the modules also have a there's also hyper-threading is in the 2.6 tree. Probably only available in the 4 processors, but you have one that is your hyper-threading on Linux. So the 2.6 kernel can run on servers with a lot more processors than 2.4 kernel, I think.
Yeah, did you like the ALSA? The ALSA sound server. Did you like that more than the existing one?
Than OSS?
Yeah.
Well, I've never actually used OSS, are you still there?
Yeah, I am.
When I started using Linux, I think I started with I started with Red Hat 5, but when I didn't have a snap card on that computer, so I didn't use it. But when I started with Slackware, I started with Slackware 8.0, and I have been using Alpha since then. I've never used OSF. I've used OSF emulation in Alpha, but,
Oh, so you went and got the, Alpha, the source packages and installed them on Slack before?
Now
yeah.
Don't
well, yeah, now I know it's, it's in the kernel now, but...
They have a new thing called a kernel preemption, I think. It was a patch that was a version of a 2.5 tree, and it just speeds up the kernel. I really don't know the technical upload jumbo of it, but oh man, I really should not have said that.
Yeah. Just to warn you, I have no idea how long is left on this calling card. I think it's gonna, it might hang up on you in a few minutes. But you were gonna talk a little bit about that Verichip thing, weren't you?
Yeah, I was, and I got their site pulled up right here. People have been talking on the similar forums about this lately, like in the past 2 or 3 weeks. It's just a miniaturized, expandable radio frequency identification device, RFID. Most of you have probably heard about it by now. And it says on their site that Verichip cannot be lost, stolen, misplaced, or counterfeited. Now, how can it not be stolen? Can somebody take it out of your arm or wherever they want you to implant it? I don't know.
Yeah.
And, they have a diagram sort of thing on their website that shows how the chip works, how it identifies it. Practically, there's a hardware reader that probably above your arm where the chip is planted. And it sends a signal which turns I don't know, weight the chip, I guess. I really don't know. The chip emits signal, like a response signal to the reader, and it's exactly just a number, you know. And the reader then sends number to what does it say here? A secured global Verichip subscriber registry. Correctly, a database of Verichip ID numbers. And this is through an internet connection, probably encrypted or something. I wouldn't think it's just open.
I hope it's not open. That'd be scary if you get to a point eventually where lots of people have these things in them. And somebody could they could get into this database and start seeing all this information about people.
I mean, I just hope they don't end up, making a mandatory deal with these things.
Yeah.
And then the server just sent the, information back to the person who's, scanning you, with everything about your medical history, marital status, stuff like that. Just pretty much your whole life, I guess. I don't know. That's tough. And, when it says something about Homeland Security on a site in a context that has nothing to do with it, it's pretty bad, right?
Yeah,
there's
really.
Use of advanced Verichip technology, the risk of theft, loss, duplication, or counterfeiting of data substantially reduced or eliminated. Verichip products are being actively developed for a variety of security defense, homeland security, and secure access applications. What does this really have to do with homeland security? You're going to, brand soldiers now or something?
I don't know. And you got to know that there's somebody, I mean, out there in some other country that's going to say, yes, I'd like to be an affiliate. Give me your scanning equipment and access to your database.
Yeah.
And is going to go and start screwing with the system or looking.
Oh, it's impossible for their system not to be screwed with. I mean, think about it. If one of these things is in most people, even in one country, sooner or later, there's going to be a massive leak of personal information, you know?
But one of my favorite phrases, one of my favorite ideas is Big Brother is watching you. I mean, I'm sure you guys have all at least heard that if you haven't read 1984 by George Orwell. But I have to tell you something. Big Brother is no longer watching you. Big Brother is now scanning you. Oh, there we go. OZ Orange is now the ultimate Microsoft basher.
It is crap.
Question, would you guys in the channel want to do a relay, or not a relay, a conference call real quick? With the couple of minutes that I have left, I probably have about 10 minutes. Okay, Hack, I'm going to let you go right now to conserve what minutes I have left.
All right.
And we'll have you on next show. Thanks, you've been great. But
yeah, no problem.
Okay, I'm going to call up this real quick and see how many minutes I have left on this calling card.
Welcome to the MCI prepaid card system. For English, press 1. Para español, oprima el 2. Please enter your PIN. You have $1.10 remaining on your card.
See, look at that. I was just about right.
Press 1.
Okay, we're going to be using the relay number that they've been talking about on the FinRev forums. You guys can go ahead and connect, and I'll
enter the area code and number you wish to call.
What? No. And I'll be on there in just a second. Well, that's the whole point, dude.
Enter the area code and number you wish to call.
You guys are supposed to get on. I mean, I'm asking if people want to, for you guys that are interested in getting on the show.
Number are not allowed. You have $1.10.
See, did you guys just hear that? The calls to this number are not allowed?
To make a call, press 1. To purchase additional time or to speak with a customer service representative, press 2. For card balance, for automated recharge prompt, press 1. To speak to a customer service representative for general help or recharge assistance, press 2. Please hold for a customer service representative.
Yes, I've had trouble dialing a number. Your calling card was giving a message that that calls to that number weren't allowed. And I called the other day, and one of your technical support representatives said that they couldn't find the problem, and told me that if next time I wanted to call the number, if I could call there, and you guys would do a test call and connect me too.
What is the number, please, sir?
Hold on 1 second. It's 413-351-4140. What? Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. It is not working?
Still making this test call, sir. Please hold, okay?
Okay. It is actually a conference line to talk to multiple people, and I'm not sure there's anybody on there right now, so that's to be expected. But when I was calling it earlier through the automated menu, it says to call. It's your MCI recording said calls to this number are not allowed.
Okay, let me go ahead and repeat the number. The number is 413.
Mm-hmm.
351.
Yeah.
4140.
Yeah.
Okay, because there was a debtor call.
As I said, that's to be expected. It's a conference line that allows, that somebody set up that allows quite a few people to be connected to it at one time, and there's nobody else on it right now, but I'm expecting a couple people in a few minutes. Could you connect it to me, though, with using my PIN number, charging it to my card? Okay. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Calls to this number are not allowed. You have $1.10 remaining on your card. To make a call, press 1. Press 2. For automated recharge prompts, press 1. To speak to a customer service representative for general help or recharge assistance, press 2. Please hold for a customer service representative.
Could you possibly turn up the volume on your phone? I'm having trouble hearing you, and I'm not sure why. Okay, that's a lot better.
Okay. You have $1.10 remaining on your card. How can I help you?
I've talked to two customer support representatives in the past. I'm trying to call a number, and when I call it, it's your MCI recording. It's MCI that's giving me a recording that says that numbers calls to this number are not allowed. The first technical support person I called said next time I wanted to call that, I should talk to an operator, and they'd be able to do a test call and connect me. I did just barely talk to a different operator, to a different MCI operator, and they said that they did a test call and it worked as to be as what was expected, and they went to connect me, and after they connected me, I got the same message that calls to this number.
To this number are not allowed?
Yes.
May I have the number, please?
413-351-4140. Yeah. And if you do a test call, I should warn you, it's a conference line that allows multiple people to be connected, and there's nobody on it right now, so you're probably just going to hear a silence, but... If you do a test call or anything, I should probably warn you, it's a conference line that allows multiple people to be connected, and there's nobody on it right now, and so it's probably just going to be a dead silence, but... Just a warning. Yes. I tried it through the automated menu, and it was on your side. It wasn't on the number side. It said calls to this number are not allowed. And I tried it through an operator, and they did a test call and heard what was to be expected. And then they went to connect me, and I got the same message. Calls to this number are not allowed.
Okay. May I place you on hold? I'm going to place a test call, and I'm also going to ask the station to silence, he said? Or is it like a regular phone number? Where it rings and then someone picks up and then it's silent.
No, it's different than that. It's a conference line that I don't think it even rings. It just allows multiple people to be connected, and I don't believe there's anybody on it right now, so it's probably just going to be silent.
Okay, may I place your hold for just a moment, sir?
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay, sir. I actually just checked with my supervisor, and yes, actually calls to this number, conference call, is not allowed on this type of prepaid card, because they're designed differently. So I didn't even try his test call because I wanted to check with him first to see why you were not being allowed to call to this number, and that's actually why. Because it does have multiple callers on that line.
Could I possibly talk to your supervisor?
May I play jump for this moment?
Sure. Excuse me, I didn't hear that. My phone was acting up.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, sir. I'm supervisor on the floor. My name is Mike. How may I help you?
I was just trying to make a call to a conference number, and your attendant said that those calls to conference numbers aren't allowed with your service.
Right. That's also what the recording tells you, right, when you dial the number?
It just says calls to this number aren't allowed.
Right.
I'm a little confused. I didn't read anything on your terms of service or anything about limitations to things like that. I just read limitations to, like, 800, 866, 900, and stuff like that.
Right. The thing is that those numbers are built differently. They are built like 800 numbers or 900 numbers, actually. And it's conference numbers, chat lines. I know they are getting... They used to be 1-800 numbers before. Now they are changing just direct code a number, like the one you have. But the fact remains that they are built differently, that's why. And the car is just basically a method of payment, just a regular method of payment, like calling from a payphone, basically. That's the reason. Those numbers are built differently, and that's why the car does not allow you to call those numbers.
This is a relayed bridge that somebody, set up. The billing to it shouldn't be any different than any number, and I'm 100% positive about that. I do know what I'm talking about, but the billing shouldn't be any different, is it?
The system is picking up the information differently. That's why it gives you that recording. If you want to, what I can do, I can have the number check up at a technician. I'll be more than glad to submit a report to a technician, our service support team, so they can investigate exactly how those numbers build and maybe provide you additional information. Because the information that we have is you get the recording giving you the information that numbers can do. Calls to this number are not allowed because they are built differently. And usually they are chat lines or conference rooms like the one you have at this time.
Okay, can I just make sure about something? You guys don't have, like, a number blacklist or anything, do you? It is a technical reason that you're blocking this number for? It's not?
Right.
Like, okay. And second of all, this, as I said, this is... I can't find anything in your terms of service that says that you should be able to block numbers that like this. Though.
Ma'am, please go on hold. Let me go ahead and see if I can get that terms.
Okay. Okay, is this the technician that he said he'd transfer me to?
Actually, no, I'm still a supervisor.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
I looked at the terms and condition pamphlet. What happens is that terms and conditions, there's so many terms and conditions that all of the terms and conditions actually is not going to fit on the car itself.
I know, it references a website, and I went to that website, and the only thing the website says is that there's a limitation of how much per minute the call can be charged, and certain types of numbers, certain prefixes, like the 800, the 866, the 900, and such, aren't allowed either. It didn't say anything whatsoever.
Actually, on the website, that information should be there on the website.
Hold on just a second. I'm going to... It says you cannot use a card to place 700, 800, 866, 888, 877, 900, or 976 number calls, or to place certain operator-assisted third-party build or collect calls. That's the only thing that that should apply to, and that is not a third-party build call.
But that's actually the same information that's on the next on the back of the card. There's no additional information that you can see?
There's no additional information that would apply to that. It's just... most of it's just removing MCI from liability for damages of loss and stuff like that. But for
you're on the website right as we speak right now, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let me go ahead and go to my website myself to find out exactly where it says. Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and put you on hold and get that information. Thank you, hold it, sir.
Okay.
Apologies for the long wait. Mm-hmm. I just went to the website. Actually, I went under the www.mci.com. Went to the MenePass card. They all have the same, basically. MenePass card, and under the service agreement at the bottom, clicked on it. On fixed number 6, as you said, that you read to me, that calls to 800 numbers, 900 numbers, 700 numbers.
Yeah.
And certain parts. Third-party calling. That one, actually, that's what it means. Even though you're not getting billed to a third party, but if you're calling a conference, I mean, the card is not designed to actually place those calls. You're gonna have two or three or four, or as many people as you want on the same line. The card does not know how to call, how to build that call.
No, it's not. It's not connecting. It's not billing the, like, as if I was calling a whole bunch of people. It's as if I was calling one line that's paid for by a by another person. And it's on their side that connects it with the other people that are calling.
Right, okay, you call the person you're calling, right? And then they can connect to other people, right?
What I'm saying is that billing-wise and connection-wise, this is no difference as if I, different than if I was calling just a normal house in Springfield, Massachusetts. And I am sure of that. I know what I'm talking about.
You call the party you want to call right now, and they themselves call someone else, right?
It's on their side that connecting with another with whoever else calls is handled. It has nothing to do with... with that. It has nothing to do with the billing or the calling card. It's not the calling card. It's not your service that's connecting me to all these other people. It's just as if I was calling up just a normal... just a normal line.
Right. But you are, the card only connects to the person calling, and that's it. And then the person will call the other people, right? But the card, like you said, the card doesn't have anything to do with that because the card is only billing you to the first person you call, and that's it. But the fact remains that it's actually, it's like it's a conference, so the person calling has that capability of placing many different calls. The card will not allow you to get connected to that particular number. Now, there's a new card that we work with that does allow you to do that, which is called prepaid conference.
No, I don't want to buy that. I want to use, this is a normal... It's no different than if I was calling just a normal line. And second of all, there's another concern that I have. When I talked to the first with the first operator that I talked to about this issue, they said that they showed one call on my card history to this number, and I got charged 1 minute. I didn't even get connected. What?
May I have the error code number?
Hold on just a moment. It's 1-413-351-4140.
There's no cost link to that number with the card. run the 4th and 2 on the 6th game. The first two were to the air for 413-370-36. And the two made today, Eric, was 304-599-36. Those are the only two calls. Those are the only four calls made to this card.
That's not what your operator told me. But okay. I still don't get it. This is a normal call. It's going to a, as far as your billing is concerned, it's going to a normal number.
It's not a regular house number, that's why. I guess that's why the card detects.
It's the equivalent of a regular house number, though.
Okay.
It's the equivalent of a regular house number. As far as your service is concerned, it's a normal house number. You get billed the same way. I mean,
what was happening with those type of numbers, the car was blocked to those numbers because people were calling to those numbers, and they were able to stay on the line for a huge amount of time and only get billed for 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. That's why. Now, if you want to, the card will not allow you to call those numbers. If you want additional information, I'll be more than glad to submit a request for our technician to provide you any additional information, maybe to make it a little bit more clear than I can. I will need your name and a telephone number, and I'll have them send you any type of information regarding this issue. Why, exactly?
No, I'm not giving some stupid MCI tech my email address, okay? I still don't understand. This is against your terms of service. There is no way that this is any different as far as billing or as far as any issue in your terms of service is concerned. I mean, I realize you guys aren't liable for it because you put all these stupid clauses in that prevent you from liability for anything you want to possibly do. I mean, you can screw all your customers over and remove all the minutes from their cards, and you still wouldn't be liable, but this is really unfair.
Well, I understand. I guess the basis that clause has stated, the third billing party, that's where it falls in exactly. I understand your point that actually
it's not a third party build. It's not billed by a third party. Yes, this kind of conference line costs extra money, but there is somebody else that is paying for this service. There's somebody else that is paying, and it is therefore not third-party billed. It is no different than if I was calling up to a normal telephone line. It is no different than if I was calling to a house in that same area code.
Have that couple of numbers. If you want to, I can go ahead and provide you our complaint address for where you can complain.
No, I'd really like to be connected to a number that, as far as the terms of service that I agreed to when I bought this card, should allow me to do.
The system is not going to let you call to that number, and I'm not able to override the system.
Your operator was earlier. They made a test call and got connected quite fine.
Right, what happened is that what a test call is, they go to a regular phone that we have here, and we dial directly to what type of call it is that you're calling. That's how they got connected. That's how they know, basically, what type of number is, conference or that type of number is. They don't use the card to say that. That's why when you dial yourself, when we try to dial it for you, you're always getting the same type of support, number, and I don't know.
I still don't see why it's not allowed, because every reason that you've given me so far and every excuse that you've given me so far makes no sense whatsoever.
Right, that's why I'm offering to you. If you want to, I can submit it to our technician so they can further explain it to you. We need a name and a telephone number. They can call you and provide you that information.
No, I don't need your technician to explain it to me. I understand it perfectly. But the excuses and reasons that you have given to me make no sense. I mean, man, I know more about the telephone system than you probably do. I spend days learning about the freaking telephone system. This doesn't make any... It doesn't make sense, what you're saying.
That is the information that I have available.
Okay. You say that you're the floor manager. Is there a higher manager that I could possibly talk to?
Not at this time of day, sir. I'm sorry. Monday, there is our head manager.
Okay, how could I get in touch with your complaints department, then?
Okay, just go to call the customer service, and let's go to provide you the name of the person.
What?
So I'm going to go to provide you the name of the person that you can speak to Monday.
Okay.
Her name is Patty.
Okay.
Starsky.
Oh, how do you spell that?
Spelled Z, Zebra, A-R-S-K-Y.
Okay. Okay, I'll try again then later.
Any other questions that I can ask you?
Quite frankly, yes, but I honestly don't think that you have the intelligence or to answer them, so no.
Well, you have a great weekend, and thanks for calling up here.
Okay, bye. For you, those of you that missed it, I'm sure that... For those of you that missed it, I'm sure that if you call 1-800-721-4336 on Monday and ask for the head manager, Patty Zarsky, she will appreciate your, your comments on the MCI system. You know what? We've been doing the stream now for 2 hours. Be doing the live stream, and I think that I'm gonna call it quits for. Oh yeah, I'll probably do that, Digital Attrition. We can have the CCCPR blacklisted numbers. I think I'm gonna call it. Quits for tonight. We're going to be doing the show, of course, again next Saturday. I hope you guys will... Oh, yeah, I was going to do that. I completely forgot about that. Hold on a second. Okay, what was the number again for Best Buy? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and call up Best Buy now using the AT&T Relay service. Of course, it's probably getting pretty late. Okay, I got the CA1042. It's female. One moment, please, and I will relay complete message. It's a recording. Hi, welcome to Best Buy. Okay, I just asked the relay op. She asked me if I wanted the complete menu or to hold for a specific department. Asked, can you please listen to the menu and connect me to their sales department, whatever you need to do. Sales department. Thank you for holding for sales department. Holding. Dude, hack. We got 9 people connected. If I get 2 more people, I won't be able to handle it. I have this max number of people set to 10 right now. And I am still holding for the sales department. I hope you guys are aware this is going to be our last little feature tonight on the show. Is my call to Best Buy 1-866 Best Buy. Welcome to the show. We're almost done. We've been going since 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're doing one last thing. I'm doing a relay call to Best Buy. This is kind of annoying. It is live. Well, you're not listening right now, are you? Well, Glico, it's been... It's a little over 2 hours. Okay, I'm giving up on that Best Buy thing. I think they're closed. I just sat there on hold for a really, really long time. As I said, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for making this a great show. 10 people. I really need... Oh, I forgot to mention, I really need a co-host. I mean, especially if we're going to end up with this many people. I really can't handle this much, much more than this at a 24 kilobytes per second stream. I'm really looking for another host. Be best if you had cable or higher. Thanks for listening to the show, though. I really appreciate it. Thanks, Hack. You did a good job. Yeah, Hack, I'm working on that. I'm sorry, I had it working earlier and then it stopped working. Yeah, we're going to do a next show next Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 1 to 2 hours. I mean, when you actually have content, you realize I could have easily gone until like 10 tonight if I... Or not, easily like midnight tonight. Sorry, I'm switching between time zones in my head. Come check out our show, though, next Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Boot up, tune in, hack on.